Good day, and welcome to episode 11 of the Octo 8 MilSim podcast. Today, we have a News Talk interview between Jade Galloway and her guest, who is an expert on TISIT affairs.
Welcome to News Talk, our weekly topical affairs programme. My name is Jade Galloway, and today our guest is Mr. Geoffrey Warmer Stanley, expert in North African affairs from the University of Aberdeen. Welcome, Mr. Warmer Stanley. Recent developments in TISIT seem very confused. We understand that El Rouge and his sister Takama, who had propelled TISIT to independence, were killed recently. Who killed them and why?
Hello. El Rouge and his sister chose to lead an attack on Al-Maktoum's men, and they were captured. As far as we understand, they were executed by those same men.
Control of TISIT now?
Well, after the demise of El Rouge, control was seized by Habib al-Malik, a tribal chieftain amongst the Tizit, and a very well-respected elder.
Is it true his daughter was also murdered?
Yes. Unfortunately, his daughter Malika was killed in the siege of Nour by al-Maktoum's men and Tizit traitors who turned on their own country folk.
Habib al-Malik is said to be old guard, obsessively anti-Western. Why does he now appear to be cozying up to NATO?
Well, we can only presume. But Habib has lost many of his soldiers in fighting or to desertion, so he needs something to redress the balance. Also, if he manages to control the oil fields once again, he will still need the Americans to be able to export that oil.
Is there any truth in the rumour that it was actually Malik who, after capturing the formula and some samples of the ZAPAP 55 biological weapon, tried to release it across the border and use it on his enemy, al-Maktoum?
We understand that it was an anti-Habib splinter group from the Tizit army who were trying to intimidate him by unleashing the bioweapon across the border. Malik himself says that they've all been rounded up and executed.
We understand that Tizit is currently divided, with the warlord al-Maktoum currently occupying some of Tizit with his mercenary forces, and Malik dominates the rest. How is the country currently divided up?
Well, yes, that is correct, Ms. Galloway. It's a very interesting one, this, actually. Al-Maktoum currently has control of the oil field. They occupied Nour, but there isn't much left, as they used incendiary devices and the town was, well, razed to the ground, really. Habib has surrounded himself with a new model army in the capital of Maku. The army now consists of officers that he knows personally, and trusted men, of course. They have called themselves the Tizit Loyalist Army, or TLA.
Is it true the US have requested the Tunisian government to stop Tizit oil flowing through their land to the seaports? Why would they do this?
We believe that this is a strategic move to rob al-Maktoum of income. If he can't export it across the border into a neighbouring country, he'll have to lay new oil pipelines to get to the coast, which will take time and more money.
Isn't it something of a stalemate?
No, I don't think so. It's a deliberate ploy by the Tizits and their allies to deprive al-Maktoum of money. If you take the money away from him, he has no money left to pay his army, and therefore he has no army.
Is it also true that some Tizit army soldiers went to join al-Maktoum when Malik took power from El Rouge?
Yes, we believe so. Some were hardened supporters of El Rouge, who they thought have been rather progressive, whereas Malik is more of the old guard, more of a traditionalist.
The NGO, or non-governmental organisation, IDAP, were assisting El Rouge's fledgling Tizit before the recent coup, but we understand its CEO, Dr. Auguste Legrand, was very critical of the Rouge regime.
Yes, there are issues between IDAP and El Rouge. As far as we understand, these were to do with alleged corruption around medical supplies and the misappropriation of IDAP-supplied vaccines. Incidentally, IDAP and Dr. Legrand are still in Tizit and doing a very good job, if I may say so, providing COVID vaccinations for the Tizit people and helping to treat the wounded from the recent conflict, as the hospital at Maku is somewhat overloaded.
Recently announced that they are going to send a peacekeeping force to Tizit, much as they have done in other countries in Africa, such as Mali. How will this work, and will it make a difference?
Yes, NATO have issued a statement to that effect. Of course, they have recently managed to prevent the dispersal of ZPAP-55, which would have resulted in enormous loss of life. Hopefully, a peacekeeping force will bring some stability to the region. I would envisage this being a precursor to peace talks. Sitting around a conference table has to be preferable to bloodshed, what?
During our questions today, Mr. Warmer Stanley, we will watch developments in Tizit with interest in the coming months.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Me sure. I was thinking this was the way to go, and you put up your puppet show. I say cheers to life. No, I'll be no good man. Just leave me alone. I'm running the show. I'm telling you, it's my time to rise up, live the life I'm proud of. No, you better go. Did last night what I do. Remember that it was real, real life. Talks about me are never good. I don't live life the way that I should. Oh well, I'm in for some fun tonight.
Just leave me alone.